sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Grace, mercy, and peace be with you from Christ our Good Shepherd. Amen. Let me be blunt. Jesus is speaking in metaphorical language. When Jesus says that I am the gate, or the gatekeeper, or the shepherd, and that we are the sheep, of course he doesn't mean it literally. Christ is painting a rich canvas and communicating a very simple yet profound message of grace. You shouldn't take these words literally. You should take them spiritually. Jesus is the one who lets the sheep in. The inside of the gate and fence is the church, the beloved community of Christ followers. So it's appropriate to reflect again today on who's being let in and who's being kept out of our churches. Who would Jesus let in? Who would God welcome? I was invited actually to be a guest speaker on Zoom this past week for Christ the Servant Lutheran Church in Reston, Virginia. And they are in the process of considering the question of becoming a reconciling in Christ congregation like we are at Bethlehem. In fact, they told us that right now Bethlehem appears to be the last reconciling in Christ church as you move west from D.C. for a long time. Interesting. I won't go into what reconciling in Christ means here, but if you'd like to know more, you can check out reconcilingworks.org. In the course of our conversation, I was reminded of a mother of a gay child who I once heard. I will say reconciling in Christ is becoming more welcoming to the LGBTQIA+ community. So in the course of our conversation, I was reminded of a mother of a gay child who I once heard some years back pleading at a session like this for her church to consider becoming more welcoming. If you don't hear anything else, I remember her saying with actually tears in her eyes at that session, if you don't hear anything else, she pleaded, hear that if you truly want to be a safe place for the LGBTQ community, then you have to publicize a statement and a sign of welcome. Put a rainbow on your logo and on your website and out on your sign in front of the church. We notice that, she said. Every congregation says they're welcoming, but not every congregation is a safe place for my son and for me. Maybe there's that literal spiritual distinction there too. Every congregation literally says they're welcoming, but not every congregation is spiritually safe. Similarly, when I was in seminary, I heard an elderly African-American woman who had once actually marched with Dr. King, had her footprints in the civil rights. She said about this subject, I don't understand what it's like to be gay or lesbian. But I do know what it's like to be rejected by the church that I love, to be kept out, and I'm not about to be a part of that. I think it's pretty clear who she believes Jesus would let in. And I think it's pretty clear how she'd take this Good Shepherd text spiritually. So thankful, by the way, that Bethlehem has taken some very important steps in welcoming ourselves becoming a Reconciling in Christ congregation back in 2017. I believe that's Christ the Good Shepherd-like. And it's just one example from the who gets in spirituality, the RIC question and the welcoming LGBTQ. Although Bishop Guy Irwin, one of our bishops in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, has actually said, interestingly, that the LGBTQ welcoming conversation is a sort of, his words, lowest common denominator. Meaning that if your church has worked intentionally on this, chances are very good that your church also is going to welcome others, spiritually embrace all the other groups as well, if you've done the LGBTQ conversation. Anyway, there is more to this text than just who gets in and this example. This passage from John's Gospel also talks about the shepherd leading the sheep out, going out, following the voice of the good shepherd out is a very important part of this Sunday as well. How is Jesus leading us out spiritually? And especially when we're not able to be out as much literally during this pandemic season. We are not simply confined to the fences of the church, discerning who else gets to come in, as if we're Jesus himself, watching Jesus' cues from the inside either. No, life as the community of Christ, as sheep of the Good Shepherd, is a life of moving from pen to pasture, back and forth. Whoever enters by me, Jesus says, will come and go. Back and forth from sanctuary to world. That's happening now, even within the confines of our homes. We are moving, even within the walls of our homes during this pandemic season. We are still moving inside our homes, back and forth from sanctuary to world. This is the baptized life. This is a life in motion, in rhythm, in ritual, back and forth. This is what Christians do, even within our own homes now, even without even going outside, literally. We engage the world in these days. We journey through the online pastures, the phones and the screens. Those are the pastures. Much of it beautiful, the world, much of it troubling and painful. We're out there, even in here, literally. And then we come back in to the fold. We come back to the cross, back to the font, back to the holy book, the lit candle, and the gathered community. Back and forth. How is Jesus leading you out and back in, friends in Christ? How is Jesus leading you out and calling you back in spiritually? And how the rhythm is so important. We don't just live cooped up in the sanctuary, safe inside. Anyone with a dog knows this. If you don't get that dog out to walk, quote, in the pasture, you're going to have problems. You're going to have barking. You're going to have behavioral issues. You're going to have anxiety. We love watching the dog whisperer. And every time, that Cesar Millan's answer is, well, do you walk your dog? And so often the people don't. And problems go away when you get out into the pasture walking. So it is with the church. When God's people don't get out there, walking in the world, spiritually venturing to new places and new understandings. When God's sheep, when God's people don't get out there, serving, giving of themselves, sharing their resources, we're going to have problems too. We're going to start barking at each other, having behavioral issues and anxiety. When it's just about protecting me and mine, staying in the safety of the sanctuary, sadly, we've seen congregations take this posture. Stewardship webinar I was attending last week. Interesting, the speaker there said, you know, he made this great point. He said, if my church survives all this, but all these other organizations like our camps and our campus ministries and our social services tank, I think that would be a very sad commentary, to say the least, on my church. When the sheep inside the gate, when the churches are clinging desperately on to every last thing and every last penny they've got, only letting out whatever little extra money or resource they can, giving from the bottom of the barrel, in other words, as long as it doesn't really affect them, that's not spiritually listening to the Good Shepherd's voice. Giving should completely affect us. Sisters and brothers in Christ, it's no small thing that Jesus uses the metaphor of the sheep to describe his followers. Not just because sheep are dumb animals. A lot's been made of that. We are like sheep because we too are dumb animals. There's some truth to that. But there's another side to the metaphor that I think gets missed. Sheep are animals that bind communities together. They have been for centuries. Sheep are animals that cover the world with warmth. Sheep give of themselves, you see. They are sacrificial animals. They give of themselves through their wool, through their milk, through their meat. Jesus asks us in this Easter season to be not afraid and to go ahead and be about the work of giving of ourselves to this world. Sacrificing ourselves is what our second lesson in 1 Peter discusses. I'm talking about money here. Let me be blunt. I'm talking about money here, literally. Let me be blunt. I had a pastor friend some years back was asked about how he talks to congregations about giving, about stewardship. And he said, get this. He said, I tell everybody to go home every year, pray about what is the absolute most they can offer up to God in joyful thanksgiving for all that God has done for them. Go pray about that question. And then, once you've determined that amount, bump it up a percent. That way it hurts a little bit. I don't always talk like this or talk about this, but let's not lose the sacrificial part of giving, good sheep siblings. Biblical giving isn't just what's left over and doesn't hurt. It's giving of our whole selves with some discomfort, like a sheep getting sheared. It doesn't kill them. But from what I understand from modern day shepherds and videos that you can watch of this, sheep do not like those clippers very much at first. Those shearers make them, let's just say, a little bit nervous. It's uncomfortable to give ourselves away, to give our treasures away. And yet, this is precisely where our good shepherd leads us, out of the fenced-in sanctuary, into the world, to offer ourselves our milk, our wool, our money. What does this mean for you? What does it mean for me? I need to pray about this too. Are you giving at a level that makes you a little uncomfortable? Like sheep around clipping shears? Please understand, I am not just talking about giving to Bethlehem, or giving to any church for that matter. This is absolutely not a fundraising appeal, even while there are needs. I hope you know that. This is simply where I believe this text takes us. Following the Good Shepherd's voice is about giving in the world, a life of generosity and justice. Biblical giving and the baptized life of being led out by our good shepherd, that's sacrificial, that's first fruits off the top of the barrel, that's percentage, that's joyful giving. How are we as a whole congregation, as Bethlehem Lutheran Church, giving at a level that makes us a bit uncomfortable? Or do we need to also go home, if you will, and bump it up a percentage? Are we taking risks in the pasture, giving ourselves away for the good of our communities? Because that's where the Good Shepherd is leading all of us, friends. That's where Christ, the Good Shepherd, is leading you into the fold, inviting you into the fold, and leading you back out spiritually, back and forth. And here's the thing. Here's the grace and the joy in all this. Out there in the pasture, out there in the world, is where we need to be. It's not a mean thing. God's not shoving us out there and abandoning us in the cold. This is a loving work of God. Some of you know my dad likes to say that not giving freely, specifically of our money, is to be spiritually constipated. I'll just let you marinate on that a little bit. Spiritually constipated. Not giving freely. We get backed up, in other words. We get clogged up when we hoard things for ourselves. Christ is freeing us from being backed up here, making us vessels of God's love this Easter season by leading us out into the pasture of the world. Simply put, it is an absolute gift to give. I watched some videos this week, and I hope you do too, and I've actually spoken to farmers in the past about sheep shearing. You should do a search on that. It is amazing to watch a sheep be sheared as a metaphor for giving to God. Think about this every time we get to the offering time in the service. Maybe we start to call this in the bulletin, sheep shearing. Sheep do not look all that comfortable when they're giving up their wool or having it taken from them. They've got this look in their eyes. I mean, that's what really jumps out in my memory of those videos and those images, is their eyes just look very anxious. They've got this look in their eyes. Their master, if you will, is cradling them and shearing them. But when it's finished, it's like they're brand new. It's a little awkward, perhaps, at first because it feels so different. But now they're lighter and they're freer and they're not weighed down. They're not hot. Maybe you've seen a similar thing with dogs. In fact, our friend Andrea is a professional dog groomer, and she told me once about how often dogs who have not been groomed have this matted hair, and it gets all tangled. She said it's almost like someone is literally pulling their hair. It gets all tangled and oily and painful. Some dogs can get infections when their hair is covering and keeping their skin damp. I imagine the same is true for sheep. And for us, how money and possessions can pull at us, can complicate things, even infect us. And so when those dogs get shaved, when they get sheared, if you will, Andrew told me how they actually at work have this term for what dogs have just been shaved. That she calls it, they're light and fluffy. What an image, right? God loves a cheerful giver. Freed of our stuff, our money, our complications and struggles, all those things that give us a false sense of security, pull our hair, get infected. These things can actually even harm us. When we are sheared, when our wool goes to help others, what a gift it is to us too. Again, simply put, it is an absolute gift to give. It's not just being gathered into the pen, into the church, forgiven and given a place of welcome at the table. What a joy that is. But it's not just that, we are also being sent out to serve and give in the pasture, in the world. It's this movement back and forth. Both are important. Both are essential, like inhaling and exhaling. Jesus is the good shepherd. We are the sheep. We need not be afraid, and led by Christ, friends in Christ, led by Christ, we come and we go, inhaling, exhaling. Led by Christ's voice, we rest assured in that grace, in that rhythm, in that invitation, in that love divine, this day and always. Amen.
All of us at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.